Did you know you can have a dependency on self-growth that is actually keeping you stuck? Here are three ways you can tell if you are stuck in a pattern of self-growth that is actually stuck and not growing. Number one, you always feel like, after this, I'm gonna feel peace. After this, I'm gonna have things figured out. After this, I'm gonna have this issue healed. Kind of like going to therapy for years and years and years and years and making progress and progress and progress, but never actually feeling free of your issues. A true healing process is going to show you how to just shift into a new way of being. Number two, if your moments of feeling free and happy are short-lived, and the majority of your time is spent focusing on your problems or what you need to fix your problems, leaving you searching for a new book, a new video, a new guru, a new spiritual teacher, a new workshop to help you get over your issues. All of these things are good. Do not get me wrong. These can be all very positive things, but it's how you use it that matters. Are you using them to perpetrate this belief within yourself that I'm getting better, and you're just stuck in this pattern of continually feeling you're getting better while actually remaining stuck in your patterns of feeling life's still kind of shitty? This is usually followed by blaming other people and saying, but it's not my fault. This person did this, or I have this trauma, or this is what happened to me. And so instead of taking responsibility for your own healing and the situations in your life, you're putting it onto others. And this brings us to number three, which is the third way you could know you are stuck in a dependency on self-growth. Patterns that are actually disguising themselves as growth but keeping you stuck. And this is seen by mindful exercise where you just pause the TV show of your mind and look back over your life and say, okay, what are the current issues I'm currently working on in my life? Are they the same issues you've been working on for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? If so, I hate to break it to you, but you're probably not self-growing. You're in the illusion or the deception of believing you're on a self-growth journey, but you're just stuck. And you're using this way to validate your staying there. So remember, true self-growth, true self-development, a true healing journey, whether it includes therapy, books, videos, workshops, and all these amazing things, they help propel you into a new way of life and inspire you to be the person that you're saying you want to be, but you're not really being. And it will help you hold space for that energetically so you can actually live it day by day, starting today. This is Tia from Practical Spirituality, and I hope that helps.